You gotta have art. Wasn't that a song? You gotta have art. You gotta have art. That was the slogan for the Detroit Institute of Art way back in the 70s. But today, the sentiment has never been truer. You do need art. We all do. Over the past few decades, there has been a growing movement in public education and government circles to cut funding to the arts. However, if you actually take time to look, you'll find that the arts have a very tangible, measurable, and essential impact on our lives. It doesn't matter if you were an elementary school student or if you haven't been in school for decades, the arts enrich us all. There's something about the art that teaches us to imagine, aspire, dream. Well, wait a minute, now you can't think of anything more important than that, can you? Whether you appreciate art on a physical or a metaphysical level, we hope everyone realizes the importance of arts education for people of all ages. Because remember, you gotta have art. The Lehigh Valley Charter High School for the Arts provides a unique environment, one that fosters a creative academic approach to learning and a development of talents in the arts. Built on passion and discipline and a commitment to excellence, this integrative educational experience inspires all students to believe in themselves, to believe in one another, and to believe in their own personal accomplishments. This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and you are tuned into Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we chat today with Diane LaBelle, Executive Director and CEO of Lehigh Valley Charter High School for the Arts, and with Charter Arts students Matthew Miller Brown. Welcome, artists.
Thank you.
You gotta have art, right?
Absolutely.
It's great to be here.
It's great to have you guys here, and especially at this holiday season when, aside from the day-to-day work of academics and arts, it seems like the connection between your community and the high school is never strong. Well, perhaps it has been as strong, but lots of community involvement, lots of performances to mark the holidays. It struck me looking at the website, it was like looking at the website of a small arts center.
That's absolutely true. And our holiday season actually started last Thursday with the Festivus concert, and this week is our music concerts. And our students are also performing in the community as well. So they'll be at Steel Stocks, and they're at Godfrey Daniels at the Vocalist Cafe on Thursday night. We're full of holiday music this time of the year.
And Matthew, you're involved in a lot of that, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely.
And when we were talking a little bit earlier, before the show, you mentioned that a typical day for you could involve showing up at school at 7:30, maybe 7:45, and not leaving till after 9 o'clock. Is that ever more true than at the holiday season?
Absolutely.
And what's a day like for you?
Yeah. So I wake up around 6 a.m. I live in Slatington, Pennsylvania, which is about 45 minutes north of Bethlehem. So I leave my house at around 6:45 a.m., and I get to school at 7:30 a.m. The first 4 hours of my morning is dedicated to my music classes. So it depends on the day, but I take a theory class, and then I head over to my ensemble courses. I am in four different ensembles. I'm in jazz ensemble, advanced jazz combo, contemporary music ensemble, as well as percussion ensemble. So I'm always busy doing music things. And then after that, I have lunch. And then after lunch, I go to my academic classes. And then sometimes after school, I have performances outside of that that sometimes last until 9 p.m. and I don't get home until 10 p.m. But it is my favorite thing in the world because I'm doing what I love and I'm surrounded by people who are talented and as passionate about music as I am. So.
And I would think that's pretty typical for all the, for a theater student, the literature students, the wonderful rich mix of arts that are offered at the school. And in 2015, the school moved to from Northside to Southside Bethlehem.
Right.
So we've got an arts charter school in the midst of this really rich arts and university neighborhood. That must be incredible.
It really felt like it was important for us to locate our new school in the heart of the Arts District in South Bethlehem. And it has proven to be an absolutely wonderful place for us to be. Our philosophy is that the campus is the community, and the community is the campus. Mm-hmm. By being around all of these arts organizations, our students get different experiences with all of them. everything from Touchstone to Godfrey Daniels, WDIY, to Arts Quest, to Banana Factory, Lehigh University. Our students get to take advantage of all of it. And that makes it a very special place for us to be.
So it's not a kind of isolated conservatory experience at all. This is very integrated. And
absolutely. And you'll see our students, there's a four-block lunch period, and that's our open campus time. So if students have an assignment, for instance, that they need to do a review of an art gallery, they can go up to the Lehigh Gallery or down to the Banana Factory and look at art during that period of time. And make use of the community as part of what they're doing in the school. So that open campus really does reinforce the whole idea of the community as our campus.
And a lot of the holiday programming, I know it's not only in-house, it's off-campus as well, as you had mentioned, whether it's from Hotel Bethlehem to Godfrey Daniels or wherever. And what also strikes me is that, I don't know if you want to speak to this a bit, the charter school has recently been noted again and again for academic excellence, best charter schools in the state, a variety of awards. So it's not, clearly the students aren't just excelling in their art studies, they're excelling across the board.
I think that that's probably one of the things we're most proud of. And this year, being named a 2018 Blue Ribbon School of Excellence, from the United States Department of Education, it's really been one of the our most proud achievements. And again, we're in the top five high schools in the Lehigh Valley in terms of performances on the state assessments. What this says is that our students who get an opportunity to learn through the passion that they have for their arts, that helps them to understand what they're doing across the board in the core curriculum as well as in their artistic majors. And because they're doing what they're passionate about, and because what they're passionate about has been incorporated into that core curriculum, they learn. And they learn how to learn rather than being instructed on what how to take a test or what testing is. Instead, they are learning how to learn, and they're learning how to use that knowledge then to be successful. And it shows, you know, being in the top five high schools and the Blue Ribbon School of the Blue Ribbon School of Excellence Award is evidence of all of that.
And I'm just thinking of something you had said earlier too, Matthew, to me thinking about that from the student's perspective then. You said for, let's say, 150 positions or 150 folks just graduated in the last graduating class, or 650 students. Auditions are coming up in February. Maybe 400 folks auditioning for maybe 100, 150 spaces?
That's correct.
So this is highly competitive. And but Matthew, you didn't come here as a freshman. So tell me a little bit about what was very different about non-charter arts high school life and charter arts high school life for you.
Yes. So like you said, I did come in as a sophomore. And at my home district, being a freshman, I had friends that came to charter arts. And they talked to me about it, and they were like, Matt, you have to come to charter arts. It's the best experience you'll ever have. You know, you won't regret it. They talked to me about the different ensembles that charter arts offered and the rigorous curriculum and everything, and I was just sold on the idea. So I decided that I would audition my sophomore year. And after I did that, I was just blown away by the numerous and countless opportunities that charter arts gave me, and I'm so thankful for it. And I perform almost every I perform every week, and I'm always playing music every day, and it's incredible. It's the best feeling ever, and I love it.
And it doesn't do it, it augments your study, your other academic studies, not
right. Yeah,
yeah. You've been with the school, what, nine years?
I'm in my ninth year at the school.
And what are some of the changes that let's say you're most proud of? There's been a lot between the new building, growth, new majors. What are some of the other things that have grown and changed over time with the school?
I think, of course, the new building is one of the things I'm truly proud of. But I'm proud of it because it gives the students an opportunity to be in a very professional environment. And that offering that to students is what helps them to have the self-respect that they have. We respect them enough to give them an opportunity in a facility that is state-of-the-art, and they then give back. So I'm very proud of that. I'm also very proud of the academic team that we've put together in terms of the teachers and staff. A dedicated, hardworking group of people who pour out their passion and their talent every day into these students. And mm-hmm. I've watched that team. It's always been a great team, but I watch it get better. And we're actually up to 100 employees now.
Really?
And when I started, we were at 51. Mm-hmm. So that growth has been a very important thing for the school. And I think also just watching the administrative team and how they have integrated the arts into the core curriculum. And that has truly been what has helped the school get to where it is now. If you think about our situation, we draw from 47 different school districts and 12 counties.
Wow.
And if you think about 150 freshmen arriving on the first day of school from all over that area, they've all had a very different type of an education before they got to Charter Arts. And we have to take a look at where every single one of those students is, figure out what each one needs so that we can individually help each one become successful. That takes an amazing faculty and staff.
And Matthew, you said your prior experience had been, you know, you in high school, freshman, one music director to 11 people on the music faculty that you can work with right now. And that's just music alone.
Yes.
And these are folks that are offering a college-level experience for these students.
The faculty at this school are incredible. It is probably the most amazing thing that I have ever experienced. You know, to be so close to people who are as passionate about music as I am is the most incredible thing ever. And I've learned so much from these incredible, talented people. Even just being able to go out into the community and watch them perform is like the best experience ever, you know, because I learn things and I pick up on things that they're doing and things that they teach me. It's amazing.
Well, and I think that's part of it, too, is that a lot of our teachers are professionals in their field.
Right. And you were talking, too, about the diversity of experience for you as a student, that it's not just you're studying music, I shouldn't say just, but to go then to a literary arts reading or to see the latest production of the Black Box from the theater students, all this kind of crossover and richness. It's a very Renaissance way of thinking about learning and making a whole person.
That's so true. That's so true.
I can also say, too, that I'm so proud, and I mentioned this before to you, the fact that Charter Arts really believes that the community is part of its campus and that you are integrated into some organizations here in the Valley that works very well, in addition to other theater companies in the Valley. And that's really exciting. You mentioned it before, especially here in Bethlehem Southside with people like the Exhibits and Hotel Bethlehem and Godfrey Daniels, Steel Stacks and Salvation Army, Moravian Village, Chris Kindlemark, all of those things, you're part of the community. And that's what's so wonderful.
And in fact, when we come back from the break in a moment, I'd love to look over. I have in my hand a rack card with the upcoming season at this professional arts center that is Charter Arts, which is incredibly diverse, from piano, visual arts, jazz cafe, alumni vocalist cafe. It goes on and on and on. And although the educational experience is what's most valuable for the students overall, I'd love to talk a little bit more about this public aspect and encourage the public
Absolutely.
To spend time with folks at the Charter Arts and see what's going on there and see the incredible product, so to speak, as well as the excitement and the energy.
And we're going to talk more about everything that's going on at the high school for the arts. Charter Arts actually opened in 2003, so we're celebrating our 16th anniversary this coming year.
That's right.
From the north side of East Broad Street to the south side, 321 East 3rd Street, the new facility I think you moved into in 2015.
That's correct.
So we congratulate you on that. We shall be right back with more discussion of Lehigh Valley Charter Arts School, or Charter School for the Arts, right after this salient message.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
This is George Miller and Kate Scuffle for Lehigh Valley Art Salon. We are chatting today with Diane LaBelle, Executive Director and CEO of the Lehigh Valley Charter High School for the Arts, and with Charter Arts students Matthew Miller Brown. We're finding out so many exciting things, personal things, and I just love it. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
We were talking a little bit before the break about programming and production at the school and in the community. Tonight's concert, I understand, is sold out?
Tonight's vocal concert is sold out, yes. But there's another opportunity tomorrow night. And there are still some tickets available for tomorrow night. We love to have the community come in and see our performances. And all of our performances are open to the community.
Okay. And I noticed on the schedule, too, that if someone, first of all, folks should check out the website, which is wonderful, but also every first Friday, again, as part of the community, the school's open, there's exhibits in the galleries, etc. It's an opportunity to go in and see what's happening. What would be, we were talking a little bit earlier as well, what have been some of the newest additions in terms of focus? I think literary arts is new.
Yes. We, the original group of majors was theater, vocal music, instrumental music, visual art, dance, and figure skating. Okay. And then 3 years ago, we added literary arts, which is really delves into poetry and film studies, novels and screenwriting, journalism. Mm. And then this year, we've started a production design major for those students who really see the design picture in a big way, in a holistic way. And that's a very exciting new major for us. And for those students who may not want to be on the stage, but support what's happening on the stage and have their own design sense about it. So it's not just doing things for the people that are on stage to make sure that that happens, but right. to bring their own concept and imagination into that field as well.
I would think that's very exciting. You were saying that the visual arts, for instance, the visual arts department is rapidly growing, attracting a lot of students. I don't know if most folks are aware of that aren't in the performing arts, that the costumer, the lighting designer, the set designer, the music designer, all of these are artists in their own rights, bringing their skills and gifts to the stage for a concert, for a play, for a dance, whatever is being performed. What directions do you see the school going in the future in terms of continuing to expand or connect the students?
Well, I think that the way that education is going is really starting to look at dual enrollment and partnering with our local institutions of higher education. And so we are working with Northampton Community College, Moravian College, Lehigh University to help our students access some programs that they can enroll that they would then get college credit for. There are so many assets right here in this part of Bethlehem. The Fab Lab at Northampton Community College, what's happening with the Banana Factory and what they're building there, mm-hmm. And even what's happening with Lehigh and the new majors that are going on there. So I think that in terms of, I don't see the school getting much bigger. I think 650 is a good number for a high school. But I think that being able to make more things available for those students is where our growth will go.
Mm. And Matthew, it's just a thought. What's been most surprising to you about your time with this? What was unexpected? What's been your most perhaps favorite discovery?
It definitely goes back to the whole staff discussion at the school. They're just incredible, absolutely amazing, and the relationships that I have, you know, acquired over my 3 years that I've been here with not only staff but the diverse group of students at the school, because like Ms. LaBelle said before, there are kids coming from so many different counties and so many different school districts mm-hmm. that I get to meet these people who have so many different life experiences that teach me different things, you know, not only in the music department, but in literary arts and figure skating and theater. I have all these friends that come to me and start talking to me about their life experiences, and it's amazing. To be surrounded by just such a group, such an amazing group of people and faculty, and it's incredible.
One of the things I'm amazed at is the Charter Arts produces close to 90 in-house performances and events in a year. That's a lot of work for a lot of students.
Which I think would go back to what you said, Diane, too, about production. I mean, you're actually producing. This isn't just theory.
Right.
That's correct. This is 90 performances on the stages and in the facility that it happens every year. And every year for our calendar meeting, it's always kind of an interesting time with the directors of every department scrambling for their dates. But it also creates the energy at the school. Mm. And I would say that's when you, and people say this to me when I give them tours or when they come in, there is an energy that you feel when you walk in the door. And I believe that comes from the passion and the talent of everybody that's in that building. And it creates a magical environment. And so 90 performances, when we look back at the end of the year and we think, wow, we did that again. And we blink and the next year starts.
And I don't know if most folks realize, you had said that perhaps when the school had started or when you first joined the school, that maybe 15-16% of graduating seniors would pursue the arts professionally immediately after graduating in terms of studies or where they were going to college. And that number has risen since then, has it not?
That's correct. I'm in my ninth year, and the first year, it was somewhere between 12% and 15%. Okay. And last year, it was closer to 45%, where we are seeing that percentage of students actually go on in that field of artistic study that they pursued at Charter Arts. Right. So we are seeing that change. And we're also seeing our students get into amazing schools, amazing colleges. And last year, 150 seniors graduated, and they collectively received $2.7 million in grant and scholarship aid. So our students are being successful, and they're being rewarded at the institutions where they go on with this type of scholarship money.
And which some people might not realize, that means that about 55% of those graduating students are excelling and achieving that success in non-arts majors and fields as well.
Exactly. Yes, we have students that go on into engineering, medicine, teaching, the teaching profession, mm-hmm. You name it. It's veterinary science, the law, across the board. They pursue everything you can think of. And what they get at Charter Arts, I think that is the most important thing that carries with them for the rest of their lives, is they get a work ethic and a discipline. And no matter what they do in their lives, they will use their creativity along with that work ethic and that discipline to become successful adults. And that's the thing I think that we are the most proud of.
And, you know, I think you had mentioned about the 90 performances that we have. Throughout the course of the year, I myself, as a student performer, am involved in so many different performances, you know. There are times throughout just a single week that I'm performing every single day, sometimes twice in a day. You know, it's incredible. And I think that helps me work on my work ethic, my dedication to the field, and just everything. And it's amazing to see other students as well grow and their work ethic grow as well. And I think the amount of performances that this school offers is kind of helps you, you know, from the transition into high school, into college, you know. That really helps with the work ethic. And
I would think students would arrive in college coming out of this environment way ahead of the average student.
Absolutely.
We have been told that.
We would also like to mention the fact that Charter Arts is an audition-based, tuition-free public charter school. Admission is based solely on a student's artistic audition.
That is correct. It's a blind audition.
Do I still have a chance?
No.
but art is for all ages.
You have no idea how many people ask me that question.
Oh, really? Well, we want to thank you for being here. It's Charter Arts, opened in 2003, I told you, 16th anniversary at Northside East Broad Street. The new facility is at Southside 321 East 3rd Street. You can get more information at charterarts.org. And please, just stop in and look at the facility. It is fantastic.
Meet the students,
you won't believe
faculty.
It. It's beautiful. So thank you both very much for being here and for being part of our arts community in the Lehigh Valley.
Thank you so much.
Special thanks to our technical engineer, Steve Aronson, for his constant reminders that Kate and I should break a leg. And for his steadfast support of music, film, theater, library events, literary events, dance performances, and gala openings, as well as microphone respect. Thanks, Uncle Stevie. This is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, and you're listening to Lehigh Valley Public Radio, WDIY 88.1. Many choices, real voices.